The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Just following up what I was saying before the break, most people, I don't know whether that's true or not. Many people think that Bible doctrine is boring, dull, and should resign in the ivory halls of seminaries where students are required to sit motionless for hours to a Bible professor drone on about the different theories of the hypostatic union. Oh, my friend, nothing could be further from the truth. To learn about the bodily resurrection of Christ, the blood atonement, the meaning of the word propitiation, to understand what the penal nature of the cross really means, to do a study, what is eternal life? What does that mean? Can we really believe that the Bible is inspired, infallible, and inerrant? And does it make sense at all to believe anything else about the Bible? Bible doctrine should not be boring. It should be exciting for the teacher and the learner. But sadly today, we have become for many years so consumed about numbers and the desperate desire not to offend anyone. When the whole seeker-sensitive thing started up at Willow Creek, I was very critical of it, and I make no apologies, because as I look many years afterwards, I was right. And I'm not the only one that was critical of that whole seeker-sensitive thing. And by the way, we should be sensitive to those who are seeking, those who are lost. We should be loving. We should be caring. But you do not love someone if you don't tell them what their need is. What in the world would you think of a doctor if you had a terminal disease? Now, follow along with me, all right? Hang with me. You have a terminal disease. You're not feeling really well, but you don't think you're dying. But you go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, I don't really feel very good. Okay, well, let's do some tests. All right? Let's do some tests. So you submit to a series of tests and so forth. The doctor, in the privacy of his office, discovers that you have a terminal disease. However, there is a cure, but it's going to require something radical. And so the doctor sits in his office and tries to decide. My patient might be shocked if I tell them they have a terminal disease. They might not like me. They might not agree with me. They might not come back to me. I don't want to make them feel bad. So I'm going to give them some pain pills, some prescriptions to relieve the pain, and I'm going to give them 10 encouraging points to feel better. And that doctor sends you away from his office with a terminal disease, but with a whole bunch of stuff that will make you feel better for a period of time. And you know what? You take the pills, you take the 10 points to feeling better, and you do feel better for a time. But in time, that terminal disease takes your life. What would you think of that doctor? Well, he should be arrested. He should be tried and convicted. He should have his license revoked. But he didn't want to offend his patient. He wanted to make them feel good. Every human being on this planet has a terminal disease called sin. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. Every one of us has an appointment with death. And the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one, not one, not one. We are all sinners. And what does that mean? Well, the Bible also says the wages of sin is death. The Bible is absolutely clear that we are lost sinners without hope apart from Christ. And a church that you attend that only makes you feel good and never confronts you with your lost condition, a church that never tells you that you are going to die and spend eternity apart from God and apart from Christ unless you turn to the only cure, and that's repentance and faith and trust in the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and you receive his free gift of salvation. I put the church that refuses to tell people that they are sinners in need of salvation in the same category as that doctor who refuses to give the correct diagnosis about a terminal disease because they just want to make their patient feel better. And may I say again, the size of your church is absolutely unimportant. It'd be far better to have a church with 20 people where the truth is being taught than a church of 10,000 where heresy is being taught. And by the way, denying the exclusivity of Christ, that he is the only way, is heresy. A refusal to confront sin is heresy. It's apostasy. This whole notion that our greatest desire is for everybody to like us. Jesus said in John 16, I was just reading this in my devotions this morning, Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross, and he's trying to prepare the disciples, and he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues." That's the religious leaders of their day. And for the Jew, the synagogue, the temple, was everything. To be a part of the Jewish religion was everything, and to be well-liked of the religious Jewish leaders was, there was nothing more important than to have the Jewish leaders think well of you. Jesus said, they shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time comes that whosoever kills you will think he has done God service. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father nor me. Doesn't sound like Jesus was really concerned about everybody liking him, particularly the religious crowd. Make sure, folks, that you're in a church that teaches the whole Word of God in a balanced way. But make sure that your church is teaching sound doctrine and telling people how to be born again.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Let's not forget what happened 20 years ago tomorrow. And pray that it doesn't happen again. I'll repeat something I said earlier. At the time, there was a great deal of discussion, controversy, dialogue, debate about whether 9/11 was God's judgment upon America. Well, 20 years ago, my position was, I don't know. But I do know that God wanted to use it to get our attention. Can I prove biblically that this was God's anger and judgment at America for the direction that we have been traveling? No, I can't. But I know that God desired to use that to bring America to himself. And you know the really, 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 really sad thing? If you look at American history, there have been many national crises, many. And our leaders, until recently, have come to the American people and pleaded with America to repent and to turn to God. If you have never read Abraham Lincoln's Thanksgiving Day Declaration during the close to the end of the Civil War, you need to read it. This is a politician, the President of the United States, publicly stating, we as a nation have sinned against a holy God. We have sinned as a nation. And we are bearing the consequences of our own sin. And we need to repent, all of us, individually and as a nation. We need to repent and turn back to God. You think I'm exaggerating? Look it up. I think you'll find it just Lincoln Thanksgiving Declaration. It's incredible. Well, that's not the only time a president of the United States has called us as a nation not just to remember and to honor, but to repent. At least for now, those days are gone. If you look at America on September 10th, we were in pretty bad condition spiritually. I mean, we were. We had departed from the principles that this country was founded upon. And I know the debate continues to rage. Were we founded as a Christian nation? I think there's a great deal of evidence that says we were. There may be evidence that says, yeah, well, maybe not. But here is one thing that is not controversial and is not debatable. Every one of our founding fathers believed in a sovereign creator God who was divine. Even the deists like Benjamin Franklin believed that God was sovereign and he created us, and all of our rights and privileges came from him. Part of our founding DNA was our dependence upon God. If you haven't read it, read George Washington's farewell address, our first president when he was leaving the presidency, and read what George Washington said about the importance of religion and Christianity and the fact that our country could not succeed without being a religious people and a religious country, and he was speaking about Christianity. Read it if you think I'm misleading you. George Washington's farewell address. You can find it super easy on the internet. Sit down and read it. Our founding fathers were in unison that the most important dimension for our country's future was the spiritual dimension. Well, 9/11 brought us to our knees shortly. As I said, the Sunday after 9/11, church attendance exploded. Many, many churches recorded the highest attendance in their history. 4 weeks later, church attendance was back to pre 9/11 levels. In 4 weeks, America forgot the message that God was giving to us. Now, the spiritual condition of America on September 10th was pretty bad. Then we had 9/11. The spiritual condition on September 10th of 2021 is far worse than 20 years ago. Can we expect God's continued protection and blessing upon our country? We can ask for it, plead for it, expect it. Not unless there is a great spiritual revival in our country. And that's exactly what we need to be praying for. And that's why we need local churches like yours and mine to proclaim the truth and to call people to repentance. Our political leaders won't do it anymore. Our churches should. Have a good weekend. Please remember tomorrow, be in a good Bible-believing church, and remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.